Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Brian, Milwaukee.
Watch this!
The Bucks are what's hot.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. Assistant coach for Milwaukee Bucks, Darvin Ham. Good morning, Darvin. How are you?
I'm awesome. How you guys doing?
I can't confess to awesome. That's
Yeah. Well, you didn't win by 43 last night, or 35, right, or whatever the difference was. Welcome back to the program, by the way. It's been a while.
Too long, way too long. But hey, better late than never, right?
You know, yesterday Tiger set a record at the Masters by going 14 years between wins, putting on the green jacket. You know, 05 to 19. And right. I believe you haven't appeared on the show since 2002, and now here you are today in 2019. So welcome back, and I believe that's a record in between
another
appearances.
Another comeback.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
You
it's
still
good to be mentioned in that type of company.
When we talked to you last, we had the ham slamwich, is what we called it when you were on the show
Absolutely.
With us. Can you still dunk?
Oh, yeah.
Come
Absolutely.
On. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I saw you on a list on the internet, like number 8, the top 10 college dunkers of all time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Who else was on
Yeah, that? It's been a beautiful basketball life for me, a beautiful life in general, man. I'm totally blessed. But, yeah, without a doubt, I could still dunk.
Could you need a running start to dunk yet, Darvin, or can you stand?
No, I can go from a standstill, man. Do you guys see me go out there and grab tennis cancer? I still have athleticism.
Oh, I don't see. Whenever Johnny Mack is in, whenever he's on the show with us, I'll say, "So, how good are you? Can you still beat these guys? You know, above the 3-point circle?" And he'll go, "Probably not." And it's like, "Come on, you're a pro." But I'm glad to hear you go, "Hell yeah, I can still dunk." Get out there and mix it up.
Without a question.
So if you had to guard Giannis, where would you start?
I'd start probably on my knees with both all my fingers in a lot praying to God. I'm telling you, dude, the league has never seen anything like this. I haven't seen anything like this. You know, it's funny. I was having this conversation with one of my buddies, and it actually is Thomas Hill. I went back to see Texas Tech last week at the Final Four, and we were talking about it. He was talking about this is Thomas Hill, used to play for Duke, and he was talking about Giannis and how excited he is to see the way we're doing and all of that, and we're like, man, who do you compare him to? And it's only one person, literally, that I can compare him to, and that was Wilt Chamberlain. Seriously, I don't think the league has seen a guy that his size, with his skill set, the way he runs, his agility, the way he's able to put up all of these numbers and fill out all of these stat lines. Like, to me, Wilt is the only guy that's compared. Not Magic Johnson, not LeBron. I think he's more Wilt than anything.
Was Wilt as athletic? I mean, I remember Wilt just being a big guy who just dominated in the middle. No?
No, he was
strong.
You go back and look at Wilt's early years when he was a little more slender.
Okay.
And that's who he reminds me of. Yeah, Wilt was extremely good with the ball. And he slowed down, obviously, as time wore on. But young Wilt, man, that's the only guy that is comparable to what Giannis is and what he's doing now. That's just like the template. Giannis has added a bunch of other software to that game, and it's like, it's amazing to watch, man. I never get tired of watching him. It never ceases to amaze me some of the things he's able to get done. Like, he gets a steal last night, and I don't think it's understated, but the guy took off basically from the free throw line for his dunk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, dude, and it's good to see the way he prepares, the way he works every day, man. It's no wonder the way, we're playing right now with him being the leading force.
Well, Giannis is, I mean, I don't want to diminish anything Giannis has done. Clearly, he is the face of the Milwaukee Bucks, and we'll go as far as he goes. But the Bucks are so much more. I mean, there's plenty of other guys like Chris Middleton, and you got Hill, and you got Lopez. I mean, there's just all kinds of threats on the floor all the time.
Absolutely. It's not a one-man show by any means. Like I say, he's leading the charge, but that charge is filled with different personalities, different skill sets of guys who are more than capable of not only being a supporting cast, but that tend to carry us for different segments of the game when Giannis is not in or if Giannis is not having a good shooting night. Whatever the case may be, as you mentioned, we have Chris Middleton, we have Eric Bledsoe, we have Brooke Lopez, you know, Malcolm when he was healthy, and hopefully we get him back soon. And everybody that's coming off the bench, you know, Sterling Brown stepping up in the starting lineup now. Pat Connaughton, like, Hassan Ilyasova. We got Mirotić. Now, like, this team is built for the long run, top to bottom, without question.
Well, last night, Lopez, I know you didn't hear the game because you're working, but Paschke and Marcus were talking about how Lopez is basically telling the Pistons, you better come out and guard me here because I'm going to shoot from here all night. You know, if you're waiting for me to go inside, you're wasting your time.
And he's not just hot-dogging. I mean, I work closely with Brooke every day, and we practice those shots. We literally practice those shots. So it's when people are amazed thinking he's just stretching it out or whatever and just feeling high and just want to throw it up from anywhere, we actually practice those shots. So he's right in his comfort zone from that far out.
Can Giannis expect more of the same from the Pistons? I mean, they're going to try and rough him up if he's going to come inside?
Well, you know, I'm sure in the playoffs you have to make your adjustments. We'll wait and see what they do game two. But it's physical, man. Like, you got to be equipped. One of the things we talked about in preparing for not only this series but the playoffs in general was just staying together mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically. Just staying together, like, as an individual and as a team, not letting any, you know, we anticipated it would be like this, a little choppy, you know, and people taking little chip shots, whatever. But I'm proud of him. He kept his composure. We as a team kept our composure and kept the train moving. And sometimes that's what you got to do.
Talking to Bucks assistant coach Darvin Ham.
So if you're up by 40 and they're popping him around pretty good, I mean, why not, you know, sit him down until they get within 20?
Yeah. It's one of those things where he's a competitive player. You know, I wish you guys could be on the sideline trying to get a guy that competitive and who loves to play.
Well, I can make it Wednesday night if that's an invitation, Darvin. I'm available Wednesday if you want me there in the sideline with you. I'll come.
Absolutely. You're more than welcome anytime. But, yeah, it's not as easy to get him to sit down, you know, regardless of what the scoreboard is saying. But, I mean, Bud has been great. I mean, our whole staff, you know, the way we spread out the minutes and the way we try to strategically have him in at certain different points of the game, I think we've done a good job with that all year.
You know, Coach Bud, I'm sure you heard about this. They're probably talking about it around the office this morning. He won Coach of the Year over the weekend.
From the Coaches Association, which is even more incredible. Like, that's just strictly your peers, and for them to give him that award is the second time winning it. And, you know, I've been with him both times now that he's won it. Once in Atlanta, now here. And, he's not a guy more deserving, man.
Well, you know, the secret ingredient to the win now. Hey, Coach, who was with you when you won the Coach of the Year award? Both times. Oh, hey. What do you know?
Absolutely.
You know,
but Darvin, here, this has to cross your mind because this is what happens. Coaches win Coach of the Year, and who starts getting looked at? All their assistants. And you've got some significant time on the bench. What would you think if somebody came sniffing around saying, hey, Darvin, we're looking for a head coach?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely have to entertain it, but, you know, as
then we couldn't be friends anymore. You know that, Darvin? Then you become the enemy again.
Oh man, you know what? I'll just have to live with that. But, you know, it's just a testament to the work you put in as a group. And obviously he's getting recognized for it, which is, he's totally deserving of. And we just go about our business, man. If anybody wants to come hire anybody off our staff, then we crossed that bridge when we got to it. But as of right now, our focus is really solely on trying to get a trophy back here in Milwaukee.
I got to tell you, as a fan, Darvin, I don't like all this time off between games, especially when the Bucks do what they did last night and just come out and destroy the Pistons. I'd like to get back on the floor with them as quick as possible, but now we have to wait till Wednesday.
Yeah, this is the NBA. They want to make sure everyone is healthy and at their best by giving them a little bit of rest. You don't have back-to-backs, obviously, in the playoffs, so feel for you, man, but we're not complaining at all.
Seemed like more of a struggle when they had games all tightened up like that, and it took a week to do a series.
Right, a seven-game series is over in 9 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I'm sure it's better for the ball players. I mean, getting a little time to recuperate.
Yeah, you get a chance to recoup and get your rest and recharge and ready to come out and compete at a high level once again on Wednesday.
Talking to Darvin Ham, assistant coach with the Bucks, who are up in the Pistons right now, 1-0. So what do you do on these days off, today and tomorrow?
Well, today it's off day for everyone. Guys who need rehab go in and visit with the medical staff and go through their routines and try to get that much closer to being healthy and being available. Tomorrow we'll come in, we'll watch some film, we'll go through a practice, try to see – you know, look at what we did well, look at what we didn't do so well, try to build upon what we did well and try to, you know, bring everything up to speed of what we didn't do so well. So,
well, then you sure can't watch that tape from last night because everything you guys did worked. I mean, you have to pull out some old game film then.
Yeah, well, you know, you can always tinker and get better, but the thing is the object and the key is not to tinker too much. And, we actually watched the game last night after the game. We watched the film after the game and as a staff. And, you know, we saw some things here and there, but, again, we don't want to tinker too much. You know, it's just like a prize fight, man. You come out, you win some rounds, and you don't start countering yourself. Like, you have to wait for them to throw a different punch and change up a style and then react from there. But, I mean, we're prepared. We're prepared and ready for anything that should come our way.
So after the game, right after the game, you got right back after it? I mean, hey.
Oh, yeah. Being as a staff, it's been that way since we've been in Atlanta.
Okay.
Boy, if you want to compare that to a prize fight last night or a boxing match, you guys were throwing haymakers when you came out of your corner, right when you got up off the stool, and the Pistons were still waving to their parents as they walked out to the middle of the ring and pow, pow, pow. You know, you had landed five or six roundhouses before they ever turned around to see what the hell was going on.
Yeah, you'll see, man, in some of these playoff series and any competition in general, irregardless of the sport, you want to be the one that sets the tone early and keep it consistent. You want to initiate, sustain, and finish the plan. And we felt great that we were able to come out and really initiate it, what we wanted to do and how we wanted to present their competition, the competition that they would see from us throughout the series in game one. So we feel good that we were able to establish that.
Did you guys talk about the upsets from Saturday night, Toronto losing, the 76ers losing, to motivate it all before the game, or did you have to?
Nah, we really don't subscribe to that. You know, we try to stay focused on what we're doing. You know, there were some good games and some shocking moments in terms of who would win and who didn't win, who lost home court advantage. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. When it comes to us, we just stay focused on Detroit and really more focused on what we want to do and how we're functioning as a machine.
All right, Darvin. We'll dial up more of what happened last night at the Fiserv, all right?
Absolutely, will do.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Great to be back with you guys, man.
Darvin, it's like we never stopped talking to each other. It was seamless what just happened here. You just did great radio on the heels of coaching the Bucks through a great game last night. Well done.
Guys weren't too bad either.
If I were you, I would buy a lottery ticket today, Darvin. All right. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Talk to you later. Darvin Ham, assistant coach with the Bucks.